It's all about her. It's all about you. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and renowned physician, Dr. Pamela Peek.
All right, Michelle, we have been talking about this for a long time. We both live 24/7 lives. You know, we're scheduling breathing these days. Life is great. We have all kinds of wonderful stuff going on. Where do you make time for exercise? Now, my piece of it has always been easy. I'm a fitness expert. I've been at this since, you know, dinosaurs ruled the earth. Was that T-Rex I just heard? Well, anyway.
That was me.
So, no, that was you. Oh, I see rustling in the bushes out there. All right. So, so I've been exercising and really doing this for a while. And it's easier for me because I'm an athlete. I'm a triathlete. And so for me, it's like breathing air. But ever since I met your little, you know, skinny body, I said to myself, we have to, you know, get this exercise thing going. And I'm so happy that we've connected now with Melanie Cole, our wonderful exercise expert and personal trainer with a client retention rate of over 20 years. So she's doing something right. And she really, really tells us the bottom line on what are the tips, you know, that we could help Michelle and everyone out there who live these busy lives and are trying to make that time for exercise. Melanie, just let it rip.
Okay, Dr. Peek and Michelle, thanks for having me today. This is so fun to be on with you ladies. You know, we're all busy. I work, as you said, I'm an exercise physiologist. I am training every single day. I'm director for Radio MD. It's busy. We're all busy ladies. So I say you don't have time to exercise. You don't. Nobody does. You have to make that time. So you have to put it in. What we know, ladies, is that you do not have to make that time all in one lump sum. You don't have to do it all 45 minutes, an hour and a half. You don't have to do that. You can do it in groups of 10 minutes. When I'm sitting at my computer doing work, I get up every half an hour, go on my treadmill, 10 minutes, do some push-ups, do some sit-ups, do some lunges, do some planking, go back to my computer, do some more work. You can do it in 10-minute sections. And another thing I like ladies to do is put on a pedometer. If you think you're active, strap on one of those pedometers and see how truly active you aren't. And see when, you know, and we use that old adage, park further away from the store, and they say, yeah, blah, 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 I'm not going to do that. And you look for the closest space. But if you do park further away from the grocery store and you're wearing that pedometer, you're going to see an extra 200 steps going back and forth. And through the grocery store, you're going to get those things. You need me time. We need meditation time. Get off your computer and meditate. Sit silent while the kids are at school. Sit silent when your boss is not around. Sit silent. Close your eyes. Close your mind. Close everything off and just be inside yourself and in that moment. Get up and stretch for 10 minutes during the day. Do some exercise on your treadmill, jump around, do Zumba, dance around your room, put on your music and dance around. Anything you can do to get it going through the day. It does not have to be that lump sum. And that's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Well, Michelle,
love it.
You doing the Zumba over there?
That's me doing it.
Which actually just fell off the list, by the way, in the worldwide fitness trend.
Yeah, did you notice that? I just saw that. Yeah.
Why? Off the list. Why? Not even on there anymore.
Well, they called it a fad, not a trend, which I am totally, absolutely in disagreement. That's ridiculous. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people doing Zumba. So, you know, I'm just going to wag my little finger here and say, forget it. I don't agree with that at all.
Well, we can do what we want anyway, right? Just because they say
that's
it doesn't
right.
mean that we can't do what we want. So, Melanie, I have some questions for you.
Yes, ma'am.
And we actually kind of emailed back and forth the other day after Pam sent this lovely video of these women who'd had babies who were just had these amazing bodies. So I emailed back to both of you and said, I need to do something immediately. And you said to me, you know, here's what you need to be doing. And it was this, what the HIIT program, right?
That's the high intensity training.
High intensity
training. Which hit the top of the list, but by the way, of the worldwide fitness trends.
It's actually HIIT. It's high intensity interval
training.
Yes, it is.
But so after you told me, and I was going to hire a trainer. I was going to the gym. I was going to hire a trainer, and you said, no, you need to try this. So I got on my iPad. I got the beginner's program. I started 3 days ago, and I love it. It's 20 minutes. It gives me my warm-up. I get my workout. I could totally feel it from head to toe when I was done, and especially the next day. But what I loved about it is I cranked up my music, and I just did the same thing that she was doing on the video. And I felt a million times better just taking the 20 minutes, turning off the phones, the computer, and everything else. Because in the morning, guess what I do? I get up, I get my coffee, and I go back to bed, and I work on my computer and my BlackBerry and on my smartphones. And I spend hours doing that, and then I get up and get dressed and ready for work. So I've done nothing. I'm admitting it. I've done nothing. And now I'm starting to do this, and I really, really like it. But I've got one thing that I really want to fix, and that is my rear end. It's just, it's on the floor.
Are you doing lunges?
Well, no.
Okay, so add to your workout and add to your high-intensity interval training lunges. Never do them forward because forward lunges are bad. They can be bad. They're not bad, but they can be bad for your knees. Back. Your legs are standing, shoulder width apart, and you take your step back, and the back knee goes to the ground while the front knee goes to a 90-degree angle at your foot. Don't let that knee cross your toe. Don't let it cross your shoelaces. Take a back lunge. When you get good at that, do it off of one stair, so you're going way just a little bit deeper. Okay. Sidewalking squats. Holding something, a weight, anything, take a step to the side, squat down again. Those knees don't go over your shoelaces. Squat down so your elbows and your forearms touch your thighs. That's how deep you need to squat. And then you come up and push off so you step back to the side.
And
so
Melanie,
you walk to the side while you do that.
Okay. You know, Melanie, one of the things that I found with a lot of women, especially as they course through their perimenopause and menopausal years, is their knees aren't so hot.
That's right.
And number one. Number two, they're terrible at keeping their knees where they're supposed to be during a lunge. I come from a long history of ballet. I'm an actual graduate of the San Francisco Ballet Academy, all 5'9" of me. And one of the things I found that was a no-brainer was to hold the back of a chair, or some kind of stable thing, and then put both of your feet sort of in a very simple. It could be in a first position, where they're kind of out at a little diagonal, like a little duck or something, and then just take one of those. Keep your leg that you're standing on straight, and take the one behind you, and just point your toe to the ground. Okay, so you have your toe there, straight leg, and then simply lift it up as high as you can without moving your back, maintaining, a full standing position, and it won't be that high, but man, will you feel it in your behind.
Absolutely, you know what? That's isometric, too.
That's right.
Because you're holding it, and the fact is that all 4'10" of me, Dr. Peak, 4'10", you're 5'9".
Oh, my gosh.
Shouty.
I sound a lot bigger, don't we? But the fact is that those isometric movements and the lunges and the side squats will work on your tush, and what better thing? We all love to work on our tush. So try all those. Michelle, you'll have to let me know how it works.
I will.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Wait a minute. Is that your behind I hear? Crunching away there, Michelle.
I heard you. I've had two kids.
You were following our instructions to an absolute T. I just think it's important. Bottom line, you can fit it in.
Just take small
steps. Bottom line. And once again, our wonderful guest is Melanie Cole, our practicing exercise physiologist, personal trainer, expert par excellence. Go to Radio MD to learn more. Thanks, Melanie.
Okay.
Thanks, lady.
Thank you, Melanie. I'm going to get that rear end off the floor. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peak. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.